AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama has reached out to the group Doctors Without Borders after a U.S. air attack at the group's clinic in Kunduz, Afghanistan. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani is live with details.
Ed, his spokesman says the president called the group's leader this morning
to apologize and express his condolences for the MSF staff and patients who were killed and injured.
The U.S. airstrike killed at least 22 people. The top American commander in Afghanistan says the strike was a mistake and several military investigations are underway. Doctors Without Borders, though, is calling for an independent probe, saying the group cannot rely only on U.S., Afghan, and NATO investigations into what it believes was a war crime. Ed.
That's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani. The Pentagon says at least one of its aircraft changed route over Syria recently to avoid coming dangerously close to Russian warplanes. A spokesman says the operations have been adjusted since Russia started airstrikes in Syria. More details are being released about the death of the gunman who killed nine people at Umpqua Community College in Oregon. Prosecutor Rick Wesenberg says two plainclothes officers fired shots at Christopher Harper Mercer.
And one round struck the shooter in the right side. Once the shooter was wounded, he entered the classroom again. He went to the front of the classroom, and he shot and killed himself.
Wesenberg says the two officers saved many lives that day. In South Carolina, flooding has eased in some places.
Things are getting better in the Midlands. Things are about to get worse on the coast.
Governor Nikki Haley says people along the South Carolina coast need to be prepared to evacuate. Flooding is blamed for at least 15 deaths. At Eastern Kentucky University, the school has canceled classes for the rest of the week because of a threat. Graffiti was found saying kill all by 10-8. This is AP Radio News. The Coast Guard is ending the search for crew members from the container ship El Faro. 33 people were on board the ship, which became disabled near the Bahamas during Hurricane Joaquin. National Transportation Safety Board Vice Chair Bella Dinzar says they have the expertise to find the data recorder.
The NTSB has an extensive history in maritime and even recovering information from very difficult circumstances, whether that's an airplane, a train, a car, or in this case, a ship.
One unidentified body has been found. University of North Carolina chemistry professor Dr. Aziz Sankar is sharing this year's Nobel Prize in chemistry.
In second year of medical school, I took a biochemistry course, and I was fascinated by the topic and by what can be done by basic science.
The chemistry Nobel winners this year studied DNA repair. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.